KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Supporters of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro may be celebrating after his claim of victory in yesterday's election, but the U.S. has its doubts, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people. It's critical that every vote be counted fairly and transparently, that election officials immediately share information with the opposition and independent observers without delay, and that the electoral authorities publish the detailed tabulation of votes.
The U.S. joined several foreign governments in holding off on recognizing the results. A manipulated video that mimics the voice of Vice President Kamala Harris saying things she never really said is raising new concerns about the power of artificial intelligence just 3 months away from the November election.
The video gained attention after tech billionaire Elon Musk shared it on his social media platform X on Friday. The video uses many of the same visuals as a real ad the Harris campaign released, but it swaps out the voice-over audio with a convincing impersonation. A Harris spokesperson referred to the video as, quote, fake manipulated lies. AI experts and pro-democracy advocates say the video reveals shortcomings in how AI companies, social platforms, and the federal government regulate the use of AI in politics. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Federal Reserve is expected to signal this week it will likely reduce borrowing costs as early as September. Jim Bullard is dean of the Daniels School of Business at Purdue University and a former member of the Federal Open Market Committee.
I think a lot of households feel like they don't like the higher prices, but the prices aren't going up as fast as they were. So from the Federal Reserve's perspective, that's definitely good news.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 179 points. This is SRN News. Gospel music is mourning the tragic deaths of three members from a famed quartet.
Three members of the Hall of Fame quartet, the Neelands, were among seven people killed in a plane crash in Wyoming on Friday. The Neelands co-founder, Kelly Neeland Clark, her husband Jason, and their daughter Amber. The fourth member of the quartet, daughter Autumn, was not on the plane. The singers were traveling to Seattle to join the Gaither Homecoming Cruise to Alaska. The Neelands were inducted into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame in 2016. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Texas city has voted to strip funding from a popular free monthly arts show, Walk, after a council member suggested the event promoted a drag show. The 5-2 vote by the Lubbock City Council removes $30,000 in tax money in funding for the event. The Arts Center says it was not consulted before the vote. This is SRN News. Pollution in the River Seine has forced a cancellation of today's swimming training for Olympic triathletes in Paris.
The rain is, you know, the complicating factor in all of this because it brings into the river a lot of effluent. So it's bad news, but the Olympic Committee, the organisers, are optimistic that things will be ready in time for the actual event. Right now it's absolutely glorious. They say it's only a question of 24 hours, 48 hours before the river is back again within the right norms.
That's BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting from Paris. McDonald's posted weak sales in the second quarter as increasingly value-conscious consumers paid fewer visits to restaurants. Same-store sales fell globally for the first time since 2020, and the Chicago burger giant said profits were down by 12% as customer spending weakens. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.